I'm Joe Palca. Well, there can be little question how supporters of President Donald Trump feel about his making a quick nomination to the Supreme Court, chanting, "Fill that seat," as he was campaigning at a rally just outside of Toledo, Ohio last night.
Great. We will fill that seat. It's going to go quickly. Probably announce the person. I don't want to make the men too angry. It will be a woman. Is that okay?
The raging debate, of course, the vacant Supreme Court seat since the passing of Ruth Bader Ginsburg. The president has stated the nomination will be forthcoming and soon. Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell will then exercise his constitutional prerogative to fast-track the nomination, even though he wasn't so inclined for the President Barack Obama nomination of Merrick Garland in 2016. Outside the Supreme Court building in Washington, D.C., a makeshift memorial grows hourly with flowers, sympathy cards and poetry, along with the thoughts of this one young lady who stopped by to pay her respects.
Her final wishes were appropriate, and I think they should be respected. And after I put down my flowers and my sign and my candle, I came off to the side, and I said a prayer for this country, and I asked that they honor her wishes and that they wait.
Meanwhile, President Trump met yesterday with Judge Amy Coney Barrett at the White House as the conservative jurist emerged as a favorite to replace the late Ruth Bader Ginsburg on the Supreme Court. Escalating conflict and deteriorating food security in northern Mozambique, where more than 300,000 people have abandoned their homes and crops, could see crisis levels of food insecurity continue into 2021. That according to the World Food Program in a warning today. This is VOA News. The UN's first virtual meeting of